Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 127, Wishes Nighttime Spectacular. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Memory 127 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Alright, who's cold? It looks like little of the US will escape this polar vortex and it's making it cold out there right now. I wish I could be down in Walt Disney World right now, soaking up the sun, eating a Dole Whip, and waiting for my turn to ride Dumbo with my kids. Oh, sadly, that wish won't be coming true for a little while. So in the meantime, I'm just so grateful that I have these recordings, you know, these memories that I get to share with all of you. Today, we're going to continue our day in the Magic Kingdom, catching a showing of Wishes Nighttime Spectacular. All right, so in our last memory, we had caught a ride on Prince Charming's Regal Carousel and made our way to one of my favorite firework viewing spots on the bridge to Tomorrowland, just off the hub in front of Cinderella's Castle. The Celebrate the Magic show has just completed and we're waiting for the fireworks, so I'll share some of the ambient audio as we wait, but before you know it, the music will begin to build and Tinkerbell will make her flight right over our heads. But don't worry, our day's not quite done yet. The Magic Kingdom doesn't close for another hour, and instead of being stuck in the crowds for an hour as we try to make our way up Main Street, we opt to head to the back of the park for a couple more rides. So as you'll hear us discussing, this isn't my most favorite fireworks. It's pretty darn close, though. For me, Illuminations has the score and stands out more than Wishes. Don't get me wrong, though. There's still something about fireworks coming up off the castle, tying them into the projections on the castle, and then the large fireworks exploding behind the castle that just tell a fantastic story. I mean, really, we're talking about two of my top three fireworks in all the world. And remember, this is coming from a guy who lives in Louisville, Kentucky, who gets to watch Thunder Over Louisville each year. If you don't know what I'm talking about, what Thunder Over Louisville is, it's one of the top rated in the world. Go look online, you'll understand. Okay, anyways, bottom line, don't leave early. Don't use this time to go see some other attractions without a line, or, you know, take the time to really build your memories with your family. My kids still talk about the fireworks at Walt Disney World, and we will forever have that memory to share together. So how about you? What do you think of Wishes Nighttime Spectacular? Do you have a favorite memory of standing on Main Street USA, watching it with your child on your shoulders? You know, maybe come share it with the rest of us and see who else has also had some of these memories. Just come by the website and leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, and maybe view some of my photos and videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. Also on the website right now and on social media, I've been soliciting your input for our next trip to Relive. So if you want your voice to be heard, stop by the website or the social media site pages and fill out our one question survey and let your voice be heard so that we know where we're going next. Oh, and all right, now back to the regular outro. If you like the show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list, or maybe mention us on a tweet, on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support the podcast in some small way, you can click that donate button on the website where you can be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out those affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. Now, today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we watch some of the greatest fireworks in all the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just 5 minutes, we will present our nighttime fireworks spectacular, Wishes, a magical gathering of Disney dreams. In order for you to fully experience tonight's presentation, the lighting around the Magic Kingdom will be reduced. For your own safety and for that of others, we ask that you remain in the same location until the lighting returns to normal.
Damas, caballeros y niños, en solo 5 minutos se presentarán nuestros espectaculares fuegos artificiales, Wishes, a magical gathering of Disney dreams. Para que disfruten al máximo de la presentación de esta noche, se bajarán las luces en Magic Kingdom. Para su propia seguridad y comodidad, les sugerimos que no se desplacen hasta que se prendan las luces nuevamente.
And now, your host, Jiminy Cricket.
Why, good evening, folks. Just look at this gathering of friends. We have done a lot of magic. You're all here looking for some magic, aren't you? So where's all the magic you ask? Well, in just a moment, we'll find it together with the help of a few of my friends. Isn't that right, Blueberry?
Yes, Jimmy. This night is made for magic. We'll journey to the stars when dreams are born, and together, we'll discover the magic that makes wishes come true.
Oh, gather around, folks. This is fun to see.
I only saw it just then.
So, did you figure something out? That's what I always do, because I don't necessarily remember keys, but I'll just play through it and play to the highest part. Is it okay with that? Okay, good. That's good. So, that's all I do.
Did you figure out that transition? Did you ever make it make sense?
It's hard because it sounds so weird unless you play it in there.
So they practice it tonight? I was wondering, I couldn't imagine what they're going to do two nights of it. So did Melanie play for them? Okay. But, oh, well, this song is one she would know really well, and she's very talented at this. I mean, she's a very capable musician. But, yeah. I mean, and she's done it for a job, for actors, too. And this is her genre. And this is her genre, so she's going to know it. The crazy music we do, she doesn't know. This is what she does. She, remember that choir that she brought into? Well, I don't even realize it. Although I think before you were supposed to show up that choir, she was a, you know, in charge of music at a Sunday church.
The trees back here, they're twinkling. There's fireflies in them.
Well, good. I'm glad she was able to help.
Is it all gone? I guess it's just a drop. Finish it. Y'all ready for some fireworks?
Oh, I could have told you the words, but yeah. Rick was really intimidated by the music that they sent. Oh, fireworks are about to start, so let's go. Okay,
bye. Here they come.
They did do the whole thing tonight.
She'll be in just a little bit. She'll come out. She starts.
Okay, she said she can keep dancing. One of them is this. They have the power to make a wish come true.
I used to live and work, or used to work in the area, so I would come over here in the evenings and watch fireworks. Yeah.
of the blue. Face steps in and sees you through. When you shoot upon the spot, your dreams come true. Sometimes wishes be granted in the most unexpected way.
With the exception of Animal Kingdom. Not Animal Kingdom. She thinks so. I like Epcot. Yes.
Thank you.
French connection. Before our family and friends divorce, we have more wishes to clear. Salam!
That's your call.
You wanna lay all the way down?
We've done everything. Do you want to see if they want to go do anything else? Do they want to go do DOMBO one more time? Do they want to do...
Do you
want
to do anything else, or are you ready to go home?
Anything else, Susie said.
What?
Said, do you want to do anything else? Do you want to go home? Do you want to do anything else?
I mean, we got a lot. We can do Aladdin again. We could do Aladdin. We could do Dumbo. We could. I mean, what were their favorite things to do? Yeah, I know. That's part of the reason I wouldn't mind just going to do something else. Chaos to cut through there.
What do you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.